Balzer and Bray and Harper Audio present The Stars Did Wander, Darkling by Colin Molloy. Performed by Kurt Graves. For Mark. Before. The rain wet woods, a hover of mist just below the treetops, brief flurries of drizzle escaping through the boughs of the firs, the moss-thick floor, fountains of fern, primordial fern, bunching on the hillside, little explosions of green. Everywhere is green. Dark green, lime green, sea green, the sound of the sea. No sign of the sea, but the sound of the sea. The wind, when it blows, is cool and wet and salty. In a clearing, three men have appeared. No knowing how they got there. Did they climb down from the trees or claw their way through the mossy forest floor? They have arrived one after another in the clearing. They are wearing suits and coats, brown as dirt, and brown hats. Their shirts are dingy, as if they spent the night somewhere dirty and dark. Their cuffs are yellowed from sweat. A mist engulfs the clearing, obscuring everything beyond the first few stands of trees. One of the men kicks at the ground with a scuffed wingtip. "What's this, slug?" says one.
"Don't know, wart," says another.
"Seems spongy," responds the third.
"I believe it is earth," says the first. "I recall it. I have memory." The third, Toff, kneels down and takes a fistful of moss in a grimy hand and holds it to his nose, sniffing. He recoils.
"Stinks," he says.
He then proceeds to cram the stuff into his mouth. He chews. He chews like a cow on its cud. He stands and reports to his compatriots, barely intelligible through his mealy meal.
"No good."
Bits of moss fall from the corner of his mouth. His fellows look on disinterestedly. They are all built mostly the same. They are of medium height, of medium stature, with little paunches of belly. Their facial hair distinguishes them. Toff with his bushy mustache, Lug with his full beard, and Wart with neither beard nor mustache, but with mutton chops that sprout from the sides of his cheeks like wiry dark cotton. Lug has finished his meal of earth and moss and has swallowed. He has wiped his lips clean. The three men stand facing one another in the clearing, three points of a triangle.
"What's to be done, then?" asks Toff.
"That's to be discovered," says Wart. "For now, we watch."
"And wait?" asks Toff.
"And wait," says Wart.
Lug smiles at his compatriots. His teeth are black with dirt. There is a rustle in the nearby vegetation. A small deer, having come upon the scene, has bolted. The three men track its movement as it races up the hillside.
"Is that one?" asks Toff.
"Nah," says Lug.
He has retrieved a small, well-worn book from his pocket. He begins leafing through it until he comes upon the sought-for page.
"It's a deer, a mammal," says Lug. "Related, though."
"Deer," says Wart.
"Deer," says Toff. "I recall now. Deer."
"Shall we kill it?" asks Wart.
Lug refers to his book again and, having read it, shakes his head.
"Lesser sentience," he says.
He pulls out the small nub of a pencil and makes a note on the page. He places the book back in his interior pocket. The other two men do likewise.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?